and welcome to this special year-end edition of Patrolling the Channel. Patrolling the Channel is a monthly SearchSecurityChannel.com podcast geared toward educating security solution providers. I'm Nicole Damore. In this edition, we're going to take a look back at the most popular podcasts of 2009. There were several highlights, and these five podcasts stood out because of their timeliness and because of the fact that they offered a unique way of looking at a popular topic. Let's take a look at the five podcasts that the readers of SearchSecurityChannel.com found most interesting. For many people in many industries, 2009 was a difficult year financially. The recession made everybody rethink where they allocated every dollar, so it's no surprise that many solution providers had to get creative when it came to bringing in revenue. In January's Patrolling the Channel, I spoke with Kent Knudsen of K2Share in College Station, Texas, about the recession and how security solution providers specifically can keep their heads above water in such trying times. Kent offered some sage advice that, even as we may be coming out of the recession, can still be applied to solution provider businesses. He explained that the biggest challenge in 2009 for security solution providers would be working with diminished customer budgets, despite the fact that they'll all still need security products and services. But there are a few reasons why Kent thought the security channel could overcome the recession.
As I look around, the regulatory compliance is continuing to increase the requirements, and the threats are also not diminishing in any way. And these two factors will continue to create opportunities, I think, to assist clients with improving their security posture for their systems, but the key is going to be doing it in cost-effective ways.
He also mentioned several areas and technologies that just might be recession-proof.
I think as far as technologies that won't be affected, I think the adoption rate of virtualization will increase. So, again, virtualization is going to sweep across, I think, even faster than it would normally, just because of the cost savings, as well as again reducing power, which will save costs. Also, there is a lot of buzz about cloud computing. That's one I would say kind of keep an eye on. I think it's going to become more enticing as an alternative, as some smaller organizations may choose to, instead of maintaining the data center with all the overhead that's involved. This cloud computing is very attractive, but again, I think there are some serious security issues that need to be considered before diving in to that kind of technology. Essentially, you're putting your information out on this cloud. It's not your servers. It's somebody else's. And you have to really make sure you've taken care of the issues of accountability for who's accessing the information and also securing it.
Despite all the focus on the recession, there were still some bright spots amid the doom and gloom. Several new regulations and government-sanctioned initiatives cropped up, presenting new opportunities for security solution providers. One such regulation was the Massachusetts Data Protection Law, called 201 CMR 17. This law requires all companies doing business with Massachusetts residents to employ encryption and protect against data loss. I spoke with Nagraj Seshadri about this law and how it differed from other data breach laws across the country.
The Massachusetts Data Security Regulation is quite different from the Data Breach Notification Regulation, as you just pointed out. About 44 states, including Massachusetts, have released regulations on notifying of a data breach, but that's really after the fact. So it's locking the stable door after the horse has left, or any other metaphor that you might choose. So this is trying to do something after a data breach. While Massachusetts felt that that was not sufficient, so they said, let's get proactive and preventive, and let's do something before the data gets out. So which is why, in addition to the data breach notification regulation, Massachusetts also has this new data security regulation, CMR 17, which contains preventive measures to prevent the data breach from happening in the first place.
Nagraj went on to explain that encryption was the area of this law that would cause the most concern for customers, and then went on to outline exactly what aspects of encryption solution providers can help with.
One of the key points in the regulation is laptop encryption. So this requires a separate solution to be installed on company laptops. So there is an opportunity to discuss a solution of that kind. The second would be encryption of portable devices, removable media, USB sticks, external hard drives and so on, CDs, DVDs, so a solution to encrypt external media. The third, of course, is encryption of email communications. You also have encryption of wireless traffic. So these are the broad areas with regards to encryption.
Another new opportunity in 2009 was presented by the Federal Economic Stimulus Package. I spoke with Ole Thordarson of Avaka Networks and Tim Jamal of Jamal Public Affairs about this topic. They explained that the stimulus package allocated millions of dollars to many different organizations throughout the country, and security solution providers had the opportunity to capitalize on those revenue opportunities.
There's tremendous opportunity coming down the channel, and it's going to be coming down really quick. So anybody listening to this podcast needs to be ready to move quickly because the stimulus package is allocating dollars to be spent right away. The dollars are coming in several different categories. You know, most notably, I think the two biggest ones are health IT and broadband, related to broadband. And there's security, ample opportunities for security in both of those areas.
Ole also spoke about how solution providers can position technologies that they sell to best take advantage of these new opportunities.
Well, first off, there's a lot of existing projects out there that are getting worked on, and things are getting built out and developed. And like a lot of projects in the private sector as well, in the public sector, a lot of times the full consideration for security aspects haven't been taken into account. So this is a prime opportunity to recommend things that can be done to beef up the security posture and make recommendations and provide some consulting expertise.
One topic that always resonates with the readers of SearchSecurityChannel.com is security certifications. Even in a down economy, security certifications are necessary to differentiate solution providers from the competition. In February, I sat down with Dick Mackey of System Experts to discuss security certifications. He talked about what he considers to be the most valuable certifications for security solution providers to have.
Yeah, I think one of the most useful ones out there is the CISSP. We see that all over the place when we're out there, and a number of our staff actually have CISSP certifications. In fact, it's the one that we always look for to demonstrate to find out whether a potential employee, or even someone we're working with at an organization has put in the work and has at least some exposure to the wide array of security information and security practices that particular certification provides. And in fact, it's getting richer and richer every year, so that's a really good one. Another one that tends to be good is the Certified Information Systems Auditor from ISACA. That one's a good one, and so is the CISM, the Certified Information Systems Manager. I don't have a CISSP, but a number of my colleagues do, and they've all said, and they were experts to begin with before they actually got their certification. But they found it actually useful to expose them to a wide variety of security practices that they said that they might not have in their normal run-of-the-mill interactions with various clients and environments.
Dick also discussed some certifications to keep an eye on going forward.
The one that's popped up recently, and not that I track this very much. We've had our eye on the CISSP for a long time, but the one that's popped up recently has been CISA, the Certified Information Systems Auditor. That one, as sort of a generic security certification, has started to become prominent. And I'll see what kind of how that actually pans out over time. CISSP seems to get stronger every single year, so that's good. And CISM has been a staple as well.
Another topic that is always popular with our readers is the Payment Card Industry Data Security Standard, or PCI DSS. Because it's so prevalent, solution providers are always looking for new ways to help customers with compliance. In May, I spoke with Mark Kadrich of TSC. TSC offers a unique service to customers dubbed the PCI DSS Pre-Assessment Service.
This is similar to a self-assessment where instead of coming in and being this pass-fail kind of mentality, we can help them understand where the flaws and where the weaknesses are. We understand PCI DSS. We understand security. We understand business and the business processes. So by helping them get ready for this test, they can implement things and they can convince the stakeholders that these changes need to be made before somebody comes in screaming, well, we just failed our QSA test, and then have to call them back in again and do a lot of remediation. So by doing the work on the front end, it's much more cost effective.
So what does a PCI DSS pre-assessment entail?
Of course, we use the basic scanning tools to look at the network and the network infrastructure. But we also spend time interviewing people and trying to understand the business processes. How are systems commissioned? How are systems built? How do they deal with their upgrade process? How do they deal with patching? We try and understand all of those business processes that support them, and then put on our attacker hat and say, okay, now we understand what the architecture is. We understand what the business processes are. Where would we attack the system if we wanted to break in and steal credit card information? And we come back and we talk to our customers and help them understand what processes and procedures they need to tweak in order to prevent a successful attack from happening.
So there you have it, the top five editions of Patrolling the Channel in 2009. For the full version of any of the podcasts discussed, please refer to the links found on this page. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back with brand new editions of Patrolling the Channel in 2010.